Well, I mean, like, you can't get, like, a miso soup like you would at another sushi restaurant.
Miso horny. But why I love you, I never know.
Anyways, hey guys, welcome to All Rainfall Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5.
All Rainfall!
Alright, I am Dan, y'all know me. To my right, I've got my lovely friend Douglas.
Hello.
And to his right, Joe.
What's happening?
And to his right, my left, Chad.
Hello!
Alright, so I'm up first because I'm host for the first time ever.
Oh, big host Danny in the house.
Hit the clock, baby, 15 minutes. That's right, let me spin it for you.
Alright, go ahead.
Alright, hold on. Well, we haven't done this style of show in a little while, so I've got like two or three weeks. Well, fuck you guys. I missed one. I was working.
Plagueis.
I found out who that was. It's Darth Malkus. I don't know who that is.
Oh, and your Lego?
Yeah.
Malik. Darth Malik, right?
Malik.
No, Milink?
Milinks? Darth
Milinks? Darcy Milinks?
Okay, so Chad and I had scammed over the holidays. Shoppers Drug Mart had $20 Forza Horizons.
So good scam.
We bought a bunch of those and returned them wherever we could throughout the city for $65. So, I returned that and got...
You still had it?
Yeah, I had one. And I got Devil May Cry. I got DMC.
Oh, okay.
So I picked up DMC. I played the first two levels and that's it so far in the last 2 weeks, which is pretty bad.
Wait. Forza Horizon was... You got full $59 back?
Yeah.
Nice.
I can't...
Bought it for $19?
I bought it for $19.99, got it for $59 back.
Yeah.
So that game is pretty good.
It is good. It's really, really pretty. It's very true to the Devil May Cry.
I was talking about Forza.
Oh, fuck you. I haven't
even
played
it. You guys kept a Forza?
No. I kind of wish I did. Was it good?
It's fun.
Either way. DMC's beautiful. Like, it's really pretty. The art direction of that game is crazy. Like, you'll be in the real world, and then you go into Limbo, and the whole world just, like, I don't know, dematerializes. It, like, breaks apart everywhere, and it's just, you're in kind of like a hell. And it looks fucking awesome. It's super cool. But I can't get into it. I don't know why. I'm, like, waiting for Dead Space on Tuesday, and I can't get into anything until I have a good game, like a really, really good game.
Yeah.
Dead Space. So I can't even review that yet just because I haven't really played enough of it. Chad and Kyle got me to download Battlefield 3 Premium.
Yeah, the worst night of your life.
I hate you both for it, you fucking assholes. $40 of my money is wasted, and the game still sucks.
What's the difference?
You played it, was fucking annoying.
We jumped really into a game, and the max level is a level 100.
Which requires hundreds of hours.
Yeah,
of
Chad's played, let's say, 300 hours.
No.
200?
Even close.
Come on.
I've played, that's a lot of time that
you're
I put in.
Over 200.
Like, no, I'm not.
You have to be. Anyway, Chad's at an hour, or what? 125 hours. 125 hours, and he's only a level 10?
10.
So it's ridiculous how much you have to play.
Well, you go up to level 45, and then from there you're like...
A colonel?
Yeah, colonel grade 1, colonel grade 2.
And it goes all the way up to 100. Chad's played for 125 hours, he's colonel grade 10. And people are...
So this game that we got into...
The entire other team, there's 12 players, 10 of them are 100s. And then the other two guys are like an 85 and like a 90. So we're just getting destroyed. Like, and I've never played these maps and I'm not having any fun. So I turned it off and I said, fuck it, I'm not playing this ever again.
That's the thing. I love those games, but I don't have the time to be a part of that community. Like I can't give it that, and it's not going to give back to me because I'm not giving it that kind of attention.
No. Yeah, I know what you mean. You really have to just...
I don't have the time anymore.
Surrender.
Yeah. There's too many games. I can't enjoy it. Like, I can't enjoy the online.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's my problem. It's not a detriment.
But either way, I'll go back to that, too. I can't really review that yet.
I feel like you have to kind of hate it for a while you suck, and then you get good and you really like it. Am I right in saying that?
I don't suck.
Yeah, I mean, that's with anything.
Battlefield has peak times to play.
Mm-hmm.
like, you go on during the day between, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. and 6.
You're playing noobs.
Like, up to 8 p.m. Yeah, you're playing noobs, and the games are a lot of fun.
You play in the middle of the night, you're fucked. You're playing all the elite guys, the guys who stay up all night long and just play Battlefield until they're, you know, 6 a.m. and go to bed.
Fuck out of here. Get out of here.
And they're level 100 because they do that.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And they've done that since the game came out.
Ruby.
So, that was the other one.
Sorry, there was a dog.
I downloaded the beta for... What fucking game is that?
Dead Space?
Crysis. I played the Dead Space one. I talked about that.
Crysis are those 3? Games still benchmark? Like, are they the...
It's beautiful. Like, from what I got...
Still looks on...
The video that they played before it starts...
Oh, the start menu?
Yeah, they show you gameplay before menu? It starts. And it looks amazing. The graphics are awesome, but... I go to load it up and it fucking freezes my Xbox, which my Xbox hasn't frozen in like a year.
We should do top 5 start menus.
You do that one time.
So, you know, it's really cool on the PlayStation. I didn't even play it. When you have like the disc or any game on there, it gives you like a kind of mini start menu in the browser. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
it loads up. Like,
I love that. That's my favorite thing. On my favorite, like ones that are really good, I just watch it for like 10 seconds before I start the game.
Yeah. So I didn't even actually play it. It froze and I said, well, it had a... one chance to win me over and it failed by freezing. Now I'm not going to buy that game.
The problem's with releasing a demo or a beta.
I probably will buy it still. But that's all I played just because I'm so excited to play something really good. Tuesday, Dead Space 3. Expect a full review next week. Or maybe not, depending on what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched a lot of things. Two movies in the theaters. Zero Dark Thirty. So much hype behind it, I expected a really, really good movie. And I was more disappointed with this than I've been in anything in a long time.
God.
3 hours of nothing. Nothing happens. There's like a few parts here and there where bombs blow up and it kind of takes you by surprise and it's, you know, you're interested for a few more minutes and then it's just boring again. And boring and boring and boring. It's the worst. I'm just going to review and give it a 1 because I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should make ourselves clear on the fact that we're not really, like, our star ratings aren't, you know, like, oh, it's a work of art and it was well-directed and all that shit. Like, it's more or less, like...
What we feel.
Yeah. Is it going to, like, enjoyable factor?
I didn't
factor?
Like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, so it gets a 1.
Yeah.
It may be made really well. The cinematography might be fantastic.
Yeah, like, for instance, Scott Pilgrim. Like, I'll give it 5 stars. But
it's
5. Not, like, a work of art. Like,
people hate it.
It's not, an Oscar-winning... Yeah.
People hate that movie, and it's a 5 for me.
I love that movie.
I love it.
That's it. That's
a movie that you love.
This is our ratings. This is not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you think, you know, like, we're in good character... And we're giving something a 5, and you appreciate, like, our character and our kind of opinions, then that's it.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
So...
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, so I don't even care to talk about it. Don't see it. Trust me, just don't. I'm doing you all a favor.
Cool.
I also saw This Is 40.
Oh, really?
In the theaters.
Did you like it?
No.
That's still in theaters?
Yeah. Well, I saw this a couple weeks ago, but I haven't had a chance to talk in a while.
Cool.
So it's fucking so boring. Like, nothing happens again. It's another movie where it's just kind of depressing. And
I'm 40 years old.
There's some funny things in it, but like they're just trying too hard now. And when I heard it was a follow up to Knocked Up, I thought it was gonna be really funny, and it's not.
Hmm.
You get to see that blonde chick though. You know who I'm talking about?
The
Leslie director's
Mann?
Wife.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah, you see her titties twice. It's pretty
nice.
They're right.
What's the booby rating out of 5 stars?
Oh, her boobies are like a 3 because she's got kids and she's old. The movie, I give like a 2. Like, if you've got time and you're bored, watch it. You're not going to like it, but that's that. And then I did a few rewatches just on Netflix. I watched Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Again, for like the 10th time.
Do you like it?
I love that movie.
It's so good.
It's a 5 for me.
Just had a nice afternoon, and you thought you'd spend it watching Drive?
It was a night viewing. I really liked that movie.
Night call.
Yeah.
I tried to put that on at like 2:30 on New Year's Eve, or on New Year's Day.
Was it last like
2:30 a.m.?
Yeah, it was like after everyone had already like, oh,
see you later.
Thanks for having us over. It's like, no, sit down. Let's watch Drive.
Oh.
No.
And it cleaned the house, didn't it?
Oh yeah, just out the door. It's like opening the gates, like, you know, bars, they they open the garage door or whatever, like in the middle
drive
of the
night. And it's cold, you're like, oh, alright, we're gone.
Drive's going on again.
I don't know, I think it's a really good movie.
I'm giving you a night call.
That's the only good thing about that movie, the beginning.
No, it's not.
Come on, man.
It's just...
he's not good.
It's good.
It's so awesome.
Thank you.
It's like a visual, just... Ah,
Ryan
just
Gosling
it in.
Is so fucking
I don't know
weird
about the rewatch
cool.
value, but it's really good.
It's good. I like
it. I expected so much from that.
Well, because we talked it up.
I didn't. I was just like, hey, I heard that movie's pretty good, and it's out. I guess I'll watch it.
I actually saw it in the theaters, like, opening weekend, and I really, really, really liked it.
What drove you to
like
see
a,
it?
Like a beef.
Ryan Gosling. Just Ryan Gosling. I have a man crush on him.
I do too, but I didn't before that movie. You know what I mean?
I think I really liked him from The Notebook. Sad as that
I really like, you know what? What's that movie he's in with Emma Stone and Steve Carell?
That's a good
crazy,
one, too.
Crazy Stages
of Love. I like
he's
that
really
movie
cool
too.
In that movie.
I'll give that movie a 4.
Did you guys see the trailer for... the new one, A Place Beyond the Pines?
No.
A Place, oh, yeah.
Well, Gangster Squad's out,
yes,
right?
I did.
You get
that,
your Bradley Cooper.
Seen it?
Yeah, you posted that on the
Bradley
website.
Cooper boner in that one as well.
I don't like him.
You will.
All right, maybe. I don't right now. Daniel. And then... and then... There's just a dog eating itself out next to me on the couch, and it's really weird.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's doing it.
She's all right.
So because I watched a Ryan Gosling movie and I was... into that, I watched another one, which I've already seen before too, but Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I like that movie a lot. It's
whoa,
fucking
I was
weird.
Not expecting that.
Dude, I like movies.
I know, I just didn't think you'd like that movie.
Movies are so much better by yourself.
It's it true. Tugs on
hey,
the heart strings. What do you call them?
Not stoned and not even by myself.
Hello.
Yeah.
What about Drive?
Not stoned, but not by myself either.
All right.
The
I don't
gauze.
Think I was. I can't remember if I was.
No, I don't know if I was by myself or
the
not.
The power of the gods.
But I know
none of us seen Gangster Squad yet.
Because it's shit. It got bad reviews.
Oh, please. It's
good. It's out of date. Like, remember when it was supposed to come out? It was supposed to come out right
Dark
when
Knight?
The Dark Knight... when the Dark Knight shooting thing happened. And there was a scene.
Crack and pass it, what?
All right, sorry. Crack and pass it.
So, if you haven't seen Lars and the Real Girl, Ryan Gosling plays this really, really, really antisocial...
Have we all seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, cool. He plays an antisocial weirdo who lives in his brother's garage, but it's like set to be an apartment. But he's like he's really weird, and he orders this like life sex doll off the internet, like one of the really, really.
I think you were telling me.
Are you
about
fucking
this
serious? She just got fixed. She can't lick her incision. I'm sorry.
What is that?
It's spray, so she won't lick it.
So last week we introduced Ciro the dog. This week we have another dog called Ruby the pooch.
It's Don
Ruby.
It's Don Cherry's dog.
Yeah, and it's been a struggle. It's been a bit of a struggle, but we're
she's
dealing
happy.
With it.
She's happy.
So anyway, he plays an antisocial weirdo, lives in his brother's garage, orders a sex doll, and thinks, like in his mind, he's made up a reality that it's a real person. She's a real girl, and he lives in a small town.
So in his reality, is that girl an actual actor?
No.
It's always a doll.
No,
it's
always
a
doll.
It's always a sex doll.
Okay.
So he like, he'll be like, oh, what
it's
did you
like
say?
It's not like a Drop Dead Fred type situation.
Like, people like, oh, what did you say? And then, oh, she likes this and that. And then the whole town thinks he's crazy at first, but his doctor says, like, he's a part of our community. We need to help him. So everyone needs to play along with it and pretend she's real. So she ends up being like a part of... Like
she gets a job.
The school, yeah, she gets a job and does all this stuff, and then...
He drops her off at work and stuff. It's
yeah,
really crazy.
It's kind of weird. And then in his mind, he makes up that she's sick, and she dies, and then there's this...
How does she die?
She just gets
she
sick.
She just gets sick.
No. She deflates.
I haven't seen it.
No, it's not a blow-up doll. It's
she
like,
gets sick, and he like brings her to the hospital. Like that's like him healing is her dying, right? So like
he's
this other
better.
Chick in the community is into Ryan Gosling, and like
she's
as
like,
she becomes more like important to him... He starts telling her, like, oh, whatever is getting sick. And, like, by the end of the movie, he's, like, rushing her to the hospital. And, like, he wakes up and he's trying to resuscitate the doll. And he screams like it's this big emergency. And, like, it's got the kind of the last stand of his insanity. And then the doctor's just like, she didn't make it. And then he just kind of moves on. Like, they have a funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then he moves on. Like, he goes on his first date with this other chick.
And then he goes for a walk right after the funeral with the girl who's actually a real girl. So,
Lars
and
the real
girl. Not the fake one.
Oh. It's a good movie.
Does it not sound horrible? It's a really good movie. I'm not going to give it a 5 because it's not worth a 5, but I'll give it a 4.
I gotta give it a 2.
What?
It was not that good. It was really boring. He just drags that stupid thing around the city.
I don't know.
It was like really like typical like indie feel good movie, and I didn't.
I don't watch
feel
a lot of
typical
indie feel good movies, so it's a different type of movie. And, for
okay,
me.
Well, God, what was the blow up doll?
It's not a blow up doll.
It was like a
mannequin.
Yeah, it looked real. Like it was this.
I'm picturing it's one of those like $2 blow up.
Kyle's
no,
dad.
It's like
yeah,
a
Kyle's dad's blow up.
It's Kyle's like a, dad is a blow up doll.
He brings it out for parties and stuff.
It's like a $300
real one. Beat the shit out of it.
Yeah,
it's got real human hair.
It's legit.
It's got tits and stuff.
Oh, legit doll.
But you don't have sex with it and think you're having sex with it.
I thought it was a plastic one. Like, no, let it. It's a real doll, everybody. A town meeting.
You got to.
Fucking nuts. Lock him up.
He's not that nuts. He's pretty nuts.
You got
He's
more?
Pretty nuts.
Just a couple of things. What you guys cool. been talking? Louis season 2, I watched all of it.
Night.
That show's fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
It's funny, but
ain't
it's
it?
So dark. It's so dark.
Season 2 has the episode where the guy gets hit by the bus, right?
Oh, the crazy
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, his head falls
yeah.
off.
Oh my god, that
Louis
was the best episode ever.
Yeah. Louis witnesses this accident,
homeless
right?
The best was how the homeless guy saw him first,
yeah.
though.
He's walking down the street and there's this guy yelling behind him, just like half a block away, just
yeah,
a guy screaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he turns around and they make eye contact and the guy just starts like full-fledged running at Louis, like screaming of nothing, just screaming.
The best was how they made eye contact, though. The guy just, like, the scream faded in, and you could, like, then he realized the bum, and as soon as the bum looked at him, he just, it, like, washed over his face, like,
oh
god.
Shit, yeah.
He just starts running at like, him as fast as he can.
And Louis, like, kind of, like, gets out of the way and pushes him to keep going, and he goes into the street and gets hit by a bus, and his head falls off. It's, like, rolling down the
yeah,
street.
It's gruesome.
And then Louis goes on a date afterwards.
That day.
That
day.
Like,
he's
on
the walk
on
to meet the girl.
So, like, he has this really weird date, and he's, like, kind of out of it. And
yeah, it's like, what the fuck is any of this for? And he just completely unloads on this poor woman.
And she's like, what? Like, what's wrong? Like, and he tells her, I just witnessed a man get hit by a bus, and his head fell off. And she's like, that just happened now? And he's like, yeah.
And she gets mad at him for not canceling
she's like,
the date.
And you're here on a date with me after you saw that? And she's like, and he's like, yeah. She's like, you're fucking crazy.
And that's it. That's the episode.
And that's the end of the episode.
No, but it was great because she was into him before when he was acting all mysterious.
And
then she
why.
Told him. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, then he told her.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah. It's just a really, really dark show. Like, you've thought a lot of the things that he talks about, but you never really talked about them. They're just weird.
Yeah.
It's good. And then a show that anyone I know should watch if you're just in the mood for something stupid. Like, remember Varsity Blues? That stupid movie?
Yeah.
It's kind of got that feel. It's college football. It's a Spike TV show, which I hate to admit. It's called Blue Mountain State, and it's really, really funny. It's on Netflix. There's 3 seasons. Definitely worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving that a 5.
Wow.
No, you know what? 4.5. 4.5.
So, okay, so you recommend it. You want
me to
watch
it. I really want
show.
People to watch it, but...
It's on Netty?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
I'll check
it. Yeah, it's on Netty.
All right, cool.
I don't know if you guys will like it, though, because it's very, like, jock.
Oh.
But
you don't play football.
No, I don't, but, like, I'm a little more open to it than you guys.
Sure, I guess. Yeah. All right, my thoughts coming up next. Everybody look at me. How's it going? So it's Joe here talking. Let's get started. So I did watch quite a lot of movies. With the announcement of J.J. Abrams going to be directing Star Wars, I did my homework. I watched every J.J. Abrams movie. The guy, like, I don't know how to feel about it. I think he's like a chameleon kind of as a director. Like, if you watch Mission Impossible 3, all you're getting is a really cool Mission Impossible movie. It could be any journeyman director. I have no idea who did it. And if J.J. Abrams didn't kind of blow up, then it would have been exactly that. Like, oh, who directed this one? Oh, some no-name guy, but it's good. You know, because of the material and because Tom Cruise is kick-ass.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And then, like, just dropped in his lap, Star Trek. which is, I mean, like the way he approached Star Trek was like, I'm getting a chance to make my Star Wars movie, and he did that, which I love that movie. That's definitely a five. Star Trek is just so good. I never expected to like it that much, and I actually was like worried at one point. This is how fucking weird I am. Like, I was just like, this is better than some Star Wars movies. Like, and I was just in my head, I'm like, what am I gonna do? Like, what does my life mean?
I can't cross over now.
Well, no, I mean, I like them both for it. And that's when, you know, Star Trek 2 is happening, and I'm just like, fucking right, J.J. Abrams, he's got it under control. Like, I like this, and I like that. And now it's like, one of them's gonna suffer. You know, if he continues to do both, the Star Trek and Star Wars, you know, it's weird, like, thinking that both of those movies are gonna be from the same kind of guy leading the pack.
I
doubt he'll be making Star Trek movies in the future.
I agree with you. I feel like they just don't want to announce it right now, because then it's going to cause a rift between Star Wars and Star Trek fans.
Yeah, and then the second movie's not even out yet.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it could,
so they're
going to
wait
until,
like, the new Star Wars movie's out.
But even if he does that, that sucks for my future Star Trek movies.
It's true. Because
they're
losing
J.J.
Abrams. They could have got a different director to do just as good of a job, potentially. Yeah.
Well, here's what J.J. Abrams is, and this is kind of like what I'm thinking about the whole process. Like, oh, I also watched Super 8, and going back to the whole chameleon thing, like, he turned himself into young Steven Spielberg and made an E.T. style movie, like, with today's technology. Like, he just kind of fits the part for whatever movie he's making. I'm guessing it has a lot to do with, like, the writing teams and all that stuff, like the actual production. But on one hand, I know that he's going to be able to pull it off, the Star Wars. But on the second, like on the flip side, I'm not thinking that he's going to be bringing anything new. You know, it's going to be a safe approach to Star Wars. It's going to look like George Lucas is kind of directing it, like, as far as, like, you'll get the wipes, you'll get it looking kind of like a Star Wars movie, and that's kind of what he's going for. I mean, that's what I think will happen. I think that's why they just hired a safe director.
How much creative freedom are they going to be giving him, though? Like, imagine the weight on his shoulders.
Yeah,
like,
well, obviously there's the script.
You're going to do Star Wars. You have millions of people, like, at your back, ready to fucking hound you.
Yeah, and it's not like he's out of...
Switch?
Yeah. It's not like he's out of steam. Like, he said, though, oh, Star Trek is my Star Wars movie, but there was no lightsabers, there was no Force, there was no Sith, no Jedi, like, none of that. It had kind of similarities, like, the old wizard guy was the, like, they brought back Spock, and it's like, that's Obi-Wan, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, and there's actually there's a lot of eerie similarities, like the planet blowing up at the beginning, you know, the farm boy being the hero, that kind of thing, like, playing up, you know, fish out of water type situations, but it's... Even with those similarities, those are just coincidences, and you're going to find those in most stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a safe bet, and he's not going to bring... It's just too safe. I would have liked to know that there was a bit of...
Well, what other Star Trek movie was good before the J.J. Abrams Star Trek? Like, I didn't see any of them, but...
People like Wrath of Khan.
Were they actually good, though?
It was okay.
I saw it
Khan
as a kid, and I really liked it.
Was it like watching Evil Dead?
No, the first two Star Trek movies were kind of good. So I'll move on from Abrams.
Well, you and I talked about that last night, and I brought up that before his Star Trek, I didn't like Star Trek, and now I do.
Yeah,
because of his movie.
But Star Wars doesn't need that. Star Wars is already on the forefront.
Like, you know what? For me, it kind of does need it. Like, I like Star Wars because you guys like Star Wars.
Yeah,
but I've never just sat at home and watched Star Wars.
I guess, yeah. Maybe it needs more
mass.
Well,
it's like, why do you think they had to have him? They went so far out of their way to, like, get him.
Yeah.
They wanted him so bad. Like, why? There's a reason.
I know Spielberg likes him. Spielberg likes him, and I think it was something to do with, like, he was offered it, they said no, and they're like, we need to have another meeting. And I guess they pitched it and said, like, you know, possibly we can push the date back, we can change this, we can change that. Like, he has to be the guy to do it. So says Spielberg and Kathleen Kennedy.
I hope he does with Star Wars what he did with Star Trek. Star Wars, I think, has great ideas.
Star Trek is really small, though. I mean, the second one looks much bigger in scope.
Yeah.
But the first one was kind of...
The story is very contained.
Yeah. It's like...
Yeah.
They could have never made another one.
Like, other than the first 15 minutes of Star Trek, it all takes place in about 2 days. Mm-hmm. And it's just... It's kind of a small story. Like, the bad guy isn't very menacing. Well, he's menacing, but he's not threatening. He's just... You know, flesh and blood. He's not a fucking Sith.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's no, like, space battles. I mean, you can't really fly the Enterprise like that. So, I know he's able to pull off special effects like nobody else right now. I'm just, remember the, even the, got, the train crash in
Yeah, the train crash in Super 8 was amazing.
Yeah.
Especially in the theaters when it was really loud. Holy shit. Yeah.
And that was Skywalker Sound that did that, and ILM did most of the special effects for... The only thing I don't like J.J. Abrams is his monsters are always lame.
Did he do Cloverfield as well?
He produced Cloverfield.
Okay.
So the, probably the snow monster in Star Trek wasn't that good. Yeah.
Yeah. And the monster from Super 8 is kind of lame.
Snow monster?
Yeah. It would have been better if they just never showed that thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's his job in Star Wars, though.
No, they've got a team of...
They've got a lot of pre-existing monsters they can choose from.
Yeah. Like a beast catalog.
I've got really high hopes. Obviously, I think the whole world has high hopes, but...
Let me see what I'm doing for time here. All right, 6 minutes. So, as far as ratings, Mission Impossible 3, 3.5.
Yep.
Star Trek is a 5, and Super 8 is a 4.
I agree with
4
of those. I like
recommend
Super 8. What do you not like about Super 8?
I'd give it a 4.
I think I really wanted it to be something that it wasn't, and every time the story went in a place where I was like, no, go the other way, I was let down. But on rewatch, it's pretty cool. It's a nice little story.
What I started doing now with movies is knowing when a movie's for me and when it's not for me.
Yeah.
And I can't hold something like the decisions that they do make in Super 8, you can't hold it against it because it's not really for us. It's the E.T., of this generation. We had our
okay, well, with that I think thought, it was kind of held back. The Hobbit?
I hate it. I still hate it because I didn't expect that, though. At all. I just didn't know what to expect, and I expected something different. And it
so
wasn't.
Because you were surprised, you hated it?
Fuck you, I hate The Hobbit. It's the worst movie ever.
So I also bought Alien on Blu-ray. I found it for half price at Best Buy, so I figured I'd grab it. I really wanted it. Watching that too, I haven't really watched it all the way through, like with a critical eye and all that stuff. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'll watch it and I'll rate it for the show, that kind of thing. And I wanted it to make my Prometheus viewing experience that much better, but they're so far detached. There's like, yeah. I think the company that is funding the mission is the same company from Prometheus. There happens to be a xenomorph at the end of Prometheus. Like, it is cool because they could fill in the gaps, like with Prometheus sequels.
What a stupid name. Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
It's just a dumb name. I don't think that's a good name for it.
Well, there's Dan's contribution to the Alien movies.
I've never... No, I can't even contribute anything. I've never seen them.
Do you remember when I bought it on DVD when we were all in Toronto and we tried to watch it
together? Yeah. That was a
mistake. I watched it later and thought it was okay, but we were drinking and we just didn't have the time for that movie.
Yeah, and we don't have the capacity for anything that was made before the year 2008.
Like golden age of movies between 95 and like 2008.
Yeah,
the golden
age. Oh my god, we were watching Evil Dead, and I'm gonna roll over this one pretty quick. Because
I was thinking about this because of the rewatch.
Well, and like at the end of that movie, they at the end of Evil Dead, the Evil Dead came out in '89, right? So it's pretty old.
Seven.
No,
yeah, it was '87.
'87.
'87.
So born. And so they at the end of the movie, he drops out into medieval times, right? And you know, to set up for Army of Darkness, and it's like, this is what medieval times look like, and there's like a monster flying by, and it's just like, if Lord of the Rings came out 10 years earlier, it would have been the biggest catastrophe like of all time. Like, because in ten years, it's like our the technology for filmmaking has progressed so much. Like now we have Fellowship of the Ring. 10 years later, like,
yeah.
Well, it was maybe 15 years later. When did Fellowship come out?
2001.
But they started filming at 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
So, like, there was a time, and for what it's worth, Evil Dead was low budget, and it was, like, not... He was just a kind of up-and-coming director. He did what he... He worked with what he had.
No, I've never said that out loud, but, like, whenever I would watch it, seeing that scene, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
There was something about it.
I'm shocked that movie's a cult classic, and I don't
know
why.
Oh, it's awesome. Come on, man.
Are you guys both...
Ash is super cool, and, like, it does help that...
I don't like that guy at all. I thought he was the weakest part of the movie. I don't like him. He's not
That's
charismatic
kind of goofy.
Or funny.
I know what you mean, but
he's
I
an
do
idiot.
Like it.
I hate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we watched it in anticipation to like to have a leg to stand on if we try and compare it to the new one that we're all excited about.
I don't think.
I think I laughed three times in that movie. And
the boot when he boots the monster's head down the basement is so awesome.
That was funny.
The sound effects, like anything.
Oh my god!
Where like you can definitely tell that there's a gaffer like standing. They were pulling like Bruce or Ash, isn't it?
Ash, yeah.
They were pulling Ash through the woods, and he goes through water, and it's literally a fucking explosion. It goes.
There's two puddles.
He goes through a puddle.
Pow, pow. It's like, what the fuck was that? Like, Chad and I looked at each other, I think, like, cross Joe. Like, what the fuck?
So, moving forward, the Warcraft movie got a director announcement. Duncan Jones. Chad watched Source Code. We talked about Source Code.
They're actually making a World of Warcraft movie?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be Sam Raimi. It was supposed to be Sam Raimi, the director of Evil Dead 2, but... Oh, but he fell out. Well,
so they'll make a fucking he's Warcraft done
some,
movie, but no
Sam Raimi's done some good since then. Spider-Man movies are good, and no. Like he pioneered, he produced like the no. those horror movies.
No,
come on, Spider-Man 2 is good.
No, Spider-Man 2 is not good.
Jed goes,
no. But yeah, so now it's gone to Duncan Jones, which I liked Moon. Source Code was kind of middle.
I'll touch on that.
Middleware for me. But yeah, he seems like...
I can't believe you like Source Code and you like Lars and the Real Girl. Oh, nothing against I'll you guys. I just wouldn't have picked you guys to like either of those.
So Alien, I gave it a 3.5. It's if you know, like if you like sci-fi and you have appreciation for like the growth of it. I mean, that movie came out before Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. That's crazy to think about. And like it came out 2 years after Star Wars and it did cool things. As a snapshot of the past, fine, but I mean, it didn't do anything for me, like against Prometheus, which is beautiful and like modern technology, and it, like it's had. Okay, what were the mistakes we made in in Alien? How can we improve on those? So,
I really, you know, really got to rewatch Prometheus. Bought it on Blu-ray, and it's just in the wrapper.
Oh my god,
still.
Prometheus is so good. You know what? It's what's crazy. Sigourney Weaver looks just like Noomi Rapace.
Kind of, yeah.
Like young Sigourney Weaver looks like Noomi Rapace, which is weird. I wonder if that's intentional.
Is it the same character?
No, it's not Ripley. Anyway,
yeah, that's true. Her name is Ripley.
I also watched The Wrestler, which doesn't deserve a lot of time. It's a good example of like really minimalistic filmmaking. Like it's a couple of days even like of this retired wrestler or this semi-retired wrestler's life.
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it, but I didn't think it deserved the hype that it got.
So yeah, like what he goes through is very real world type of things, and I guess. If I knew more, like, or if I was more invested in, like, the whole wrestling culture, I might have appreciated it a little bit more.
Yeah.
The like, it didn't do anything wrong. You know, it does everything, it does what it intends to do very well. It's a pretty good movie if you are interested.
I got one thing I want to talk about now because it came into my 3.5. Head. I've thought about this before. Don't take this out of your 15 minutes, but wrestling, I was really into that in, like, grade 6, 7, and 8. And now you look at wrestling, the only people who watch it are people with Down syndrome. And that's not even a fucking joke. It's only...
How are you drawing this conclusion?
Yeah, what facts do you have to support your argument?
A couple years ago, I was hanging out with Jerry, when Jerry and I were friends, and he made me go with him to see WrestleMania at the movie theaters, and it was all retarded people. And us. When I was a kid, I don't remember any retards. I'm not kidding. It's all retarded people who like wrestling. I promise.
That being said, you can look forward to the All Range Mode charity events where we're going to be helping out people in need.
We're going to be playing WWE 13 on Xbox. Beat me
WrestleMania 2000.
Oh my god.
N64.
No, we got to go original. NWO versus WCW.
Revenge.
I'm THQ man.
Revenge is good.
Okay, so there were some video game things I wanted to hit on, but we might get into that a little bit later. I want to talk about Primer for a little bit. I watched Primer with Doug and Kyle. This guy's got a follow up movie coming out. It's in like the, you know, the festival circuit right now. It's called Upstream Color, and it looks just as crazy. So it's like I really wanted to rewatch Primer and get. Are you the only one who hasn't seen this?
Mm.
Oh my god. It's really cool, man. Like, it's a 4.5.
There's so many holes in it.
I don't think there are.
Did you
like,
feel those holes?
On rewatch, it's like, it's just a really cool telling of, you know, if you could travel through time and, like, what kind of consequences there would be. Hey. It did inspire a lot of discussion about time travel and, like, how that would work and what you would do and stuff like that. And I think, like, what holes did you think were in that movie?
It just didn't make any sense to me.
See, because you start to see two of the same character always around.
Yeah.
And Doug actually pointed out, like, it's because if you want to go, like, they were solving their problem of the double by going to a hotel for a day.
Yeah.
But what if your loop was longer? Like, what if your loop was 2 weeks? Like, you'd have to leave town for 2 weeks and, like, figure out how to drug, you know, your double to, like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to knock out their double so they can live as the double for that whole day.
Okay.
So it's like, if the guy want, if like, if his loop is 2 months and he's talking about going on vacation and stuff like that, you know, eventually the narrator says like, oh, at first the double started fighting back, and eventually I just realized like I would just be honest with him. Because if you've gone a couple of days, you know that your double knows the technology behind building these machines, and they can build their own.
Right.
So it's starting like, we got to communicate with our doubles and make sure that we're on the kind of same track and shit like that. And it's really, really cool, man. Like, all the stuff they go through. And, like, the whole movie surrounds about, like, the reason they broke the rule of, like, not overusing it is because there was this, this guy was jealous of, this girl dumped him, and he showed up to a party with a shotgun. So their like, decision to break all these rules was, we have to stop that from happening. So it's like they start to go back one day and learn everything they can, and they go back another day and learn all they can until like they get this perfect day where they stop the guy from being like an asshole and scaring everybody. And it's just like there's all these problems and you don't know what the problems are coming from, because as soon as you know that like I could be traveling, or like people, as soon as the time machine is invented, people from the future could be coming and affecting your current timeline. And it sums it up all in like, what's worse, being paranoid or knowing you should be paranoid? Makes like, that line.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, like, we kind of figured out the time travel thing. Like, modern, or like outside the machine or outside the device is B. Like, you can only, when you open the door, it's at B. Like, it's always going to end at B. So it's like, when you turn the device on, that's A. And, like, a day passes, now that's B. Another day passes, that's B. And it'll, like, day two, and it goes back to A. Day three goes back to A. You just need to know when to open the device, so you can leave. So you can leave at A. That's how the time travel works in this thing.
Let's watch the movie.
We need to watch
it. It's impossible.
Well, three of us have seen it.
You're doing hand gestures.
The three of us have seen it.
Parabolic
I'm sorry,
hand
like,
gestures.
Yeah,
it's basically, it, like, it does all of it as parabola, yeah. Everything that happens between A and B is a circle.
Yeah,
and B is where you need to get out.
It's not like you can't travel back through time.
I don't know what that means.
There's a square there. There's a triangle.
Hold on. So really,
okay, so explain the watch scene. That's the best way.
Well, let me
watch the movie. Interpret it.
Let me narrow it down. Right, like, when you turn the machine on is the only time you can travel back to. You can't just free, willy-nilly travel back through time. You turn the machine on and you know, like, if I'm using the device properly, I will return to this time. So it's like, you can turn the machine on, wait a week, and then know that you can travel back in time to when the machine was turned on. That's the only thing you can do. So yeah, if you go back in a day later, you can only go back in time one day.
It's not like Back to the Future where you can be like, 1984, 1231.
Yeah, so their loop, so their loop is however amount. They just need to know when to exit the machine, so it's A again, not B. And that's kind of the, like, the thing. Whatever. I'm not going to go into it further. I definitely recommend Primer. It's a 4.5. The only reason it's not
a 5...
Is it
on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. The only reason it's not a 5 is because I don't think... Like, they can say the director's being elusive and not sharing all that information, but I just think that they weren't able to really, like...
With the budget and things?
Yeah. They I don't think it was on purpose to leave out certain points of view.
Yeah, I would also give it a
4.5. I think there was a mistake.
My other issue with it was, like, although they did it really well, I knew what it was going to be like that, like, right away. It's like, oh, okay, this is one of those low-budget What Happened movies. You know, inspired by Donnie Darko a little bit. That's right, kind of what I took from it.
So you knew negatively. You knew they'd be, like, withholding information, like,
yeah,
throughout the movie.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen right in the first scene.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's... Yeah, but it's cool. It's a cool little story about time travel, and the guy's got his follow-up. That's getting pretty high, pretty good reviews, and the trailer looks freaky, too. It's called Upstream Color. I will post the trailer on the Facebook for everyone to watch. That should be wrapping up my time. Thanks for listening. Hey!
Sky. Hey everybody! You are everybody. What is that? Just so you know,
that lost?
We are everybody.
We are everybody.
That says you are.
We are.
You are everybody.
I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe I am.
Mike. Anyways,
did you know that hey! I am allergic to dogs? Because I found it out today the hard way.
Why your eyes?
Oh my god!
Dan's allergic to dogs.
You are a puffy beast right now.
It's killing me. I'm like putting my beer on my eyeball because it feels great. Continue.
You're sitting in dog couch, though.
Yeah, there's
poo. All
that
dog
one,
couch
the dog
now.
Was literally on my lap.
There's poo, there's pee, there's whatever comes out of Ciro's holes.
Dick holes.
multiple holes.
The gray string that just connects.
Hey, everyone. It's my part. I watch a lot of movies.
Tell me about them, please.
Okay. The first one was actually, it was a couple weeks back, End of Watch, with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I was on a fucking Jake Gyllenhaal kick, apparently.
Well, I've heard of that.
It's like a cop movie that's filmed handycam.
Yeah.
And is it in theaters?
It's on. No, it's on DVD now.
Okay.
It's out.
Yeah, it's out.
It's out. Continue. It's kind of a cool concept. Like, it's just Jake Gyllenhaal, he's like a photography student.
Okay.
And he's filming this thing for his class, and he's also a cop, so he's filming the cop, like, his day-to-day activities.
Sure.
So, they really build on the tension at some points.
Yeah.
But then, at other times, they just totally abandon the handy cam, and it's filmed like a Hollywood fucking movie. Like, there's other cameras all over the place, like car chases and stuff.
I've heard of that, yeah.
How's the transition?
It's not. It's just abrupt. Like, there's not, like...
So it's a bad thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they couldn't capture a scene with handycam, it would just be directed scene.
So...
It's weird.
I don't know. They were building this story, and the story was... It seemed really cool, and it was going to end really badly. So I wanted to watch it, and it kept me watching right to the end. But it never paid off. Like, there was a lot of bullshit in between, a lot of stuff that didn't need to be there. And I gave it a 2.
Oh, ouch.
So,
ouch.
I've heard the opposite, where it's like, they abandoned the handycam where they need to. But that's almost a good thing. You know, I mean, why restrict yourself to one style of filmmaking if you need more to tell
the scene? But they go through, like, the intro, and he talks, like, he's in the locker room in the police station. And they're like, oh, put that camera away. He's like, I gotta film it. It's for my class. So, like, they go into detail about why I'm filming it myself, and then there's fucking Hollywood cameras.
If we make our... sorry, I'm really sorry. If we make our low-budget fantasy movie, it should be...
When?
Handycam, and at some point they have to explain, like...
Get out of there!
The wizard, bless me! Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. She's...
The wizard, no! Get out of there! Come on!
She was gonna drink it. I don't know if there's anything in there, but...
Hey!
She
stepped in, it's over.
Ruby!
I think her asshole's in your cup.
Was there in it? It's over, it's spilled.
No, it was empty.
Oh, okay.
Ruby! Ruby, get out of my shoes!
The wizard has blessed me with this motion capture device. Like, that'll be the explanation for why it's filmed so terribly. Crude, but he makes it may work.
All right, go on. I'm sorry.
I paused for that little interjection.
So two stars for that movie. It was kind of... It was cool, but it didn't pay off. Anyways, Ted. I seen Ted. I thought it was really funny. It's just a funny movie.
I feel like they, they present the movie as this kid's epic tale about, like, you know, getting his own doll. And then they make, like, why even make it that far to, like, the Disney realm if they're just going to be vulgar and abusive? And
that's why.
But if I'm looking for those vulgar moments, I don't really appreciate the fact that, like, there's an in-depth story of how he got the bear, like, at the beginning with Disney-style scoring and all that stuff.
There isn't.
It's because that's what
Family Guy style
kind of expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the experience.
Well, it's supposed to make it funnier, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
He starts off as a nice, cuddly bear, then he grows up to be like everyone else. Smoking weed on the couch and not wanting to work. It's me.
You're Ted? What'd you think?
I liked it. I gave it a 3.5. Well, didn't really like it, but...
Well, liked it enough?
3.5.
Yeah, I can agree with
3.5. So 3.5 is an appropriate rating, I think.
It is. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, a 3 is like, take it or leave it. 3.5 is like,
you should
mostly take it, but you can still leave it. Still leave it.
4 is like, see it. 5 is like,
2, really 2, see it. 1 is fuck off.
Like, yeah.
Burn it. I watched, I got invited to Danflix this week.
Oh, nice.
For the first time.
Yeah, I had to change my password for you because I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
It's Daniel.
That's what I told you.
I put everything in, nothing was working.
It is Daniel, right?
You told me on New Year's Day that it was Daniel.
Okay.
Then you change it from Daniel to Daniel, and...
Yeah.
Everybody's still logged in because it's the same password.
I've never been logged out. Changing the password doesn't log you out.
It wouldn't log me in for some reason. I got a new computer. I got a computer with Windows 8.
Ooh.
And
I'm starting to like Windows 8 a lot.
Windows 8 is awesome.
I just love it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's very easy to use.
I'm finding a new computer.
I'm getting really like good with shortcuts and stuff, and you just feel like a genius. Like when you're using a computer with shortcuts.
Yeah.
But one of the things on the on like the new start menu is Netflix, and it was just like I was at Mandy's house and she has a great connection, so Dan, give me a password.
Yeah.
So are you on Canadian Netflix?
I think so.
Yeah.
We gotta figure out that Americans, man.
You fucking YouTube it. Just YouTube tutorial, how to change to American Netflix on computer.
It's the simplest thing. It takes seconds.
Wii U though. Like
on Wii U. Just which device you want to
It's different for every system, but there's a YouTube for all of them.
Yeah.
Even for if you're watching it on your computer.
It's as easy as changing your DNS server, so if you can do that on your Wii U then
what?
Lay's what?
Yeah.
The first movie I watched it with Mandy. It was the remember the one they talked about on This American Life called Sleepwalk with Me?
It's
like
this,
like they produced it.
It's what,
it's, yeah, it's one of the guys that's on there regularly. He tells stories and whatnot.
Rubiglia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a true story, and it's a lot like Garden State, and I really liked it. It was funny, but it was kind of like...
It's like Garden State? Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
It was that same kind of humor, but very serious relationship-ish. I gave it 4.
Do you have a lot to say? Because I kind of... Like, you're saying things that I want to talk, like, interject with and talk about.
Oh, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to pause it. Do you know who Jeff Garlin is?
Mm-hmm.
From Curb? Mm-hmm. I listened to his new podcast. He interviewed Larry David and Lena Dunham from Girls so far. And it's really funny. Like, it's just him on, you know, no script or whatever. He literally starts talking to them, like, in front of an audience. Cool. And it's pretty good. It's called By the Way with Jeff Garlin. But he talks about, like, he's friends with Mike Rubiglia.
Yeah.
And Jeff Garlin went on Late Night Talk Show. What's the British guy's name? The Scottish late night guy. He was on Drew Carey's show. Ferguson. Yeah, he went on Ferguson. And, like, he was, from the new movie, Sleepwalk With Me. And, like, he's interviewing, talking about the movie. And then they show a clip and Jeff Garlin's not in it. And Ferguson's like, what are you doing? You're not in that scene. He's like, I'm not in the movie. Like, I'm just doing this for my friend. Like, Mike wants people to know about this movie, so I'm on here talking about it. Ruby!
Ruby Tuesday!
Ruby! Come here,
Ruby.
Anyway, yeah, I thought that was a pretty funny story. Like, I'm always thinking about that. Like, if I was some pop culture icon, like, I wouldn't go out and publicize my own stuff. It would just be like, oh, I want to talk about Inception. I'm here on Conan to talk about Inception with you. You know what I mean? Like, just whatever I think is cool, I'm just going to go and, like, oh, everyone has to watch this movie. What
the hell's this? You weren't even in that scene.
Yeah.
I'm not even in the movie.
Cool.
It's not my movie. The podcast, you'd recommend them?
Yeah, it's cool. Good. He's got good guests so far.
Yeah.
I mean, Lena Dunham's really good. And
the guest is what's...
The episode with Larry David, you can't go wrong with that guy. He's golden.
Yeah, with Jeff Garlin as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I will watch it. And a movie that seems to be drawing up a lot of flack from everybody this week.
Let's hear it.
Was Source Code.
Such my boy.
that I absolutely loved. I loved it.
I'm rewatching it.
Well, parallels with Assassin's Creed. No one else picked up on those.
No.
Yeah, you're in the Animus.
Yeah. You didn't pick up on that?
He's in the Animus.
Okay, he's
going
Animus.
Back to replay each thing. It's so cool. Like, I don't understand.
I really like Quantum Theory too, and, like, the whole thing where, like, because I'm in this universe, it makes the universe exist, and you can kill my old body, but this part of me is still going to exist. Like,
yeah.
That whole aspect was really, really cool.
Yeah, there's different timelines. It's like, it's every time you go in, you're creating a new timeline.
Yeah.
And when he goes back to the actual reality, he's just like, I saved her. I saved her. We don't have to go back. I saved those people.
Yeah. It is cool. I agree. Like, I think...
You know what I didn't like about it? Was the ending. Seeing him?
Seeing him.
Chunks?
Seeing him. Yeah,
seeing the,
like,
chunks?
Why? You didn't expect that? See how tiny the little box was? I was like, he's chunks.
I didn't like the chunks either.
I didn't like the chunks.
Have you noticed that did you notice that when he's in his own brain, like it looks more and more like the inside of a cockpit. Because, like, he's got to create a world for his own brain to be functioning in. So he's in a cockpit with screens.
But, yeah.
And he's talking to whoever's, like, on the other end of the camera or whatever.
Yeah.
So it had some cool ideas. Like, you know what?
I really like how, feel good it was at the end.
I think if it wasn't Gyllenhaal in it, I think if it was an unknown actor and I approached it more like I approached Moon, like, oh, this Duncan Jones guy's awesome. Like, he has great movies with cool subject material.
Yeah.
But because
Sam Rockwell is a good actor. Like,
Sam Rockwell's got a little bit more credibility than Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal was awesome.
I like Gyllenhaal.
He was good, yeah, but he's that guy. He's not credible right now.
He sucks a really good dick.
He's Prince of Persia, man. Like,
Prince of Persia was the worst.
So it's like he's jumping on whatever cool script is coming his way, whatever. And like, I know, I expect Sam Rockwell takes a little bit more time to consider like what he's working on, things like that. But like, I did go into it like with more of a critical kind of eye, like what's wrong with this movie?
Yeah,
and I shouldn't have done that.
When it came out like last April, people like where I was working, they all said like, it's shit. Don't see it. Like, it's really bad.
We're all being attacked by a dog right now. For if there's any,
Tammy.
Ruby, I assumed that it was going to be terrible right from the get go, so which is why it took me so long. But I downloaded it because you said it, and I was like, that might be good. And then like
that was, you didn't watch a trailer or anything?
No, that there was awesome. But then when you said that, and then on IGN they said, wow, has a director, Duncan Jones. What else did he do? Oh, Source Code. Okay. Stars are kind of aligning right now with just...
Yeah, I should watch Source Code.
Which is recommendations, so...
Yeah. I'm not going to rate it because
what did I call it originally? Future Soldier movie?
Yeah.
You compared it to Limitless, which it has nothing to do with.
No, I said I watched those two movies at the same time.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Score, I'm giving it 4.5.
Nice.
Wow.
I really, really liked it.
Well, because you gave it such a high score, I'm going to rewatch it.
It was so cool, too, just like... I don't know. I think I have a soft spot for locations that I know.
Yeah.
So I went on that train when I went to go see Stoneface in Chicago. I was on that train and like seeing all those places, like the one spot where the duck is flying over the pond.
Yeah.
Like I'm just watching the ponds, looking out the window. Like, I've been there. Oh my
when
God.
I was driving in, like, I remember seeing the tracks, and it made me think of that. I wasn't sure if it was Chicago or not that they were in.
When we went to Chicago, we didn't. You were there, weren't you, Chad?
Yeah.
When we went, yeah, we.
The fuck.
Dan was there too.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know.
Lightning strikes.
So, oh yeah, the lightning strike. That was awesome.
That was the best crazy moment of my life.
and we're not going to talk about it.
No, you have to.
Well, it's Chad's. Okay, so. We were driving through like this incredible storm. It doesn't. It is a true like you had to be there moment.
But it was amazing.
We're like we were driving through this epic storm. I think we already talked about it on the show.
Talk about it again.
And
yeah, like I've never seen
there was lightning like hitting around us. And I'm like, wouldn't it be crazy if there was lightning right there? And I pointed at like this rod that was like this flagpole that was sticking up from whatever building we were driving by. And as soon as I pointed, literally just.
Lightning
hit it, and the car shook. Like
we all saw it. That
was so close,
as if I was a fucking Sith.
It was like so cool. If lightning like crashed right in front of us, like, and as he's pointing, he didn't even finish his sentence yet. It's just like, and it was like, holy fuck!
Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
It was awesome.
My wife was there. She was just like,
Joe.
Yeah. Oh man, I've got special powers. I know it. I know it. It's just a matter of tapping into them.
Mother Nature.
And you guys, it's not about us making the fantasy movie. It's us about living the fantasy movie. We all have the potential within us.
I have a power too. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, so when we went to Chicago, we didn't go to that bean thing. I would have liked to have seen that.
We didn't go there?
No.
Doug saw the bean.
I've been all over that fucking bean, man.
I did see the...
Why don't we climb the bean? We gotta go back just to climb the bean.
Can't climb it.
Oh, I've been told that before.
What we need is suction gloves.
Is it that big?
It's fucking huge. Yeah.
There's no way you could, like, walk up it.
Yeah, like, it goes, like, this for, like, 15 feet is just this part.
Yeah.
What if I threw what
you want to You'd need up? Suction cup hands. That's the only way
you need
do
suction
it.
Cup hands.
Not even
well,
grappling
I mean, we're hook. We're onto something here. Like, we're working on it. We're coming up with solutions.
Yeah. Everybody goes to Chicago and takes a picture by that thing.
Did you,
no one's gonna
did
take
you
a
ride
on
the,
top of it.
The lion outside of the art gallery?
I didn't even know there was
It's right by the bean. This is the Chicago Art Gallery. It's the art gallery in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I think we did walk through there when
you didn't climb it. There's a, anyway. There's a mountable lion you can sit on, and I did and was asked to leave.
But, really?
Well, they said get off that.
So
thing.
It wasn't mountable.
A mountable lion.
I mounted it for 10 seconds. Wasn't able to get the picture though. Doug, you got.
Oh yeah, going back to that fucking, I don't know, land crush of just Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I liked Transformers 3 so much.
That was cool.
Because it was in Chicago. I was like, oh, I know all those places. Oh, my God. Another game I wanted to play, or I was looking for something that was along the lines of Star Fox. And I was like, how has nobody ever done this type of game? Like, yeah. Just a flying game. In the past 20 years, or how long has it been? Like, 15 years since?
I don't know. It's been a while.
It was 97.
Fox. 97.
Star Fox 64.
Okay.
So it's been 16 years?
It's 16 years.
Just an unreal shooter.
I was like 16 when I was playing that. Half of my life, there's been no other game that is like that. So I was looking up to see if there was anything. And there was this one on Xbox Live Arcade. That's same type of deal. You're flying kind of thing. You're killing enemies, going to different levels and stuff like that. It's called Aces of the Galaxy.
Wow.
It's fucking terrible.
I imagine it would be.
You paid for this?
I paid for it. It was $5.
You were just in a rut and you needed something, eh?
I played the demo before, long time ago. And it was just, you know, maybe I just looked over it. Maybe I didn't know what I was thinking back then. So I bought it. It was $5. I have a bunch of points. It's so bad. Like, there's no character. There's no life to it. You're just on rails and nothing happens.
No.
And
the fact that you've got, like, your shipmates talking to you in Star Fox makes all the difference.
That doesn't happen.
Take care of the guy behind me, Fox. Oh, my God. I have to.
Yeah. I'll fail this mission.
Oh, man.
I guess I should be thankful.
I wrote it down on here as a 2.
Yeah.
I should probably stay with that.
Were you going to lower it?
Yeah, I was just going to say a 1.
1.5.
just the doubt alone is
worth knocking a half a point off.
Is it too just like if you got it for free and you're bored, play it?
Play like 10 minutes of it. If you got it for free and you're bored, play
just so you can like share in my what's the word I'm looking for?
Distaste, dissatisfaction.
Yeah, like just share in that. Like just see how bad it is. Yeah. And
compare it to like I went online and searched like. Games like Star Fox, and that was like number one or number two on some fucking list, and
shitty list.
I was like, oh, cool. So, yeah, bring your excitement up a bit, and then fucking drop it by playing that. I got Need for Speed Most Wanted for 360.
Yeah,
very very good. I can't review it yet because I haven't played it much. It looks great. Everything. On CAGcast, when Cheapy was talking about like how good the engines and everything sound, I turned the music down immediately.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Another game where you turn the music off. I mean, I got stoned. I mean, like the in the religious sense. Like, you guys tried to kill me by punishing me for talking about turning the music off in video games. But there are games where you gotta turn the music off.
No, yeah. Well,
racing games are one of them.
No.
Racing games, definitely.
No.
What?
Racing games.
Oh, you need to hear fucking Stone Temple Pilots and Metallica in the background if you're like racing.
If they're bad games, if they're bad songs,
give me fuel, give me fire.
That which I desire. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that quite like you know, it doesn't come out for Wii U until March 19th, but I'm anticipating that. I'm gonna buy that motherfucker. I can't wait to play it.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto did that the best with the radios in cars.
So good.
It was done so well.
Yeah, each
good idea.
Radio station.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah.
The budget for number 5
so pissed
was revealed.
You didn't more than
$137 million.
Wow.
To make Grand Theft Auto 5. That was their budget.
And they're not even done.
Yeah, they push it back to another 6 months.
Jeez.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. I want that game so bad.
It's not going to be.
Yeah.
They all suck.
You're an idiot. No, they don't suck. Tell me one that sucked.
Every one of them.
I like playing GTA games with cheats.
Oh, no.
Which is why you Saints Row is probably so much fun.
Spawn a plane and fly around and jump out of it and all that
stuff. That's the thing. Saints Row made a game that was just fun to play. That's what was good about Grand Theft Auto. You don't want to drive fucking Jimmy halfway across the city every, like, 5 minutes.
Okay. They're following him.
You don't do that. And when I'm given a game where it's a sandbox in a city and you can steal any car or plane or anything and drive around and do whatever the fuck you want, it's a good game. It's a really good game. So, eat my butt.
Oh, Red Dead was so much fun.
I suppose, like, if you're considering the game as, like, a time eater, where it's like, I'm going to play for 2 hours and I might not progress at all, like, in the story.
No, that's not me. I just do everything that there is to do.
Okay.
You go for the 100%?
I try to.
Is 5 on the new engine? Or is 4... Mm-hmm. Is it on the same engine as 4?
No. It's new.
It's brand new?
Yeah.
They made 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they got to make a new one for next gen. It's not going to come out until, like, 2017.
Yeah, this game is going to blow.
Oh, something blew.
Yeah. They really screwed the pooch with the whole, like... You know, every development team was, like, is on a 5-year cycle. And it's like, oh, we're going to keep it out for another 3 years. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. And now that, like, I mean,
I think San Andreas launched at the end of PS2.
They usually do have one that comes out.
No, right, it was Vice City, wasn't it?
Vice City comes out.
Vice City was the second one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. San Andreas came out right at the end. Wasn't PS3 out when San Andreas came out? Or 360 was out?
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
No.
Are you sure?
I think it came out like in April.
It was like months away from the release of the next gen consoles. No, not a year.
No, it's about...
Dan, it was... Right on the edge.
It might be about the same exact, like, distance from 5 to the new consoles.
So GTA 5 is the last big game to come out this generation. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything, and, like, made by one of the best and most capable teams, too.
I wonder why they pushed it back 6 months, though.
Because it's not ready.
It's not 6 months. It's from March. Let me see.
March, April, May,
April,
June.
May, June, July, August. 6 months. Six
half
months.
A year,
and you count April as well.
And it already got
March. Sorry,
March was late.
It already had been delayed once. March. Remember, it was supposed to come out in 2012.
Yeah,
delayed almost a year. So, like, either they're up to something, or
building it for next gen, porting it to next gen.
Yeah, it's going to come out. Next
I don't think
gen
so.
As well.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to like they're a pioneer company. They're not going to release like a shitty upscale next gen. They're going to build something remarkable and show, like, this is what our hardware is capable of.
I know they try not to leak a lot of stuff, but March, it's February right now. If the game was coming out in a month, there would be way more information on it. It's just not ready yet.
Yeah. I just heard polish.
Like, 2 weeks ago, I would have known it's getting pushed back.
Not even that. Like, if you're like, oh, we need a couple months to polish, let's release it in the middle of the summer. Like, it's not the right time.
That's
like,
probably why.
It's true. Like, if we have to delay it, let's at least make it a holiday release.
September is the first month of
holiday releases.
Yeah, and
it's getting delayed till next gen.
There's no way
they're starting off. They've been working on that game for 3 years at least, right?
And there's the install base of potentially selling PS3 and Xbox 360.
And another thing, too, like, PS4 or whatever, like, new hardware is coming out, you can probably stream or download or cloud, like, download full games. So it's like you'll be able to download GTA 5 for whatever
new console you have. Oh, yeah, the next consoles have to be back.
Yeah, it won't be built for PlayStation. Let's call it PlayStation 4. Like, it won't be built for PS4, but it's a PS3 game that you are able to play with your PS4.
I feel
like it's just a huge market that they can capitalize on.
Yeah.
Like, is that the biggest launch ever, like, for a game? If it was on, okay, PS4, new Xbox, old Xbox, sorry, PS4, new Xbox, old Xbox.
PS3, PS4, 360, new Xbox.
The games that were coming out when...
Why was I calling it old Xbox?
Old Xbox. 360. It is old.
Yeah.
It's current, but it's fucking old.
Either way, I mean, it could...
The launch of the 360, they were like that, too. Like, King Kong came up for 360,
yeah, I
Xbox,
they did do that,
PS2.
Yeah,
but this isn't King Kong. This is
no, you don't count DS. PS4 and the next Xbox as it being a launch for those games. It's just on the arcade. Like, I don't think you could say it's...
That's the problem with what Nintendo did. I mean, they said, like, oh, we're launching with this robust amount of games. It's like, Batman's a year old. Assassin's Creed is coming out late. You know, Mass Effect 3 is old. Like, they just... It's like, those aren't launch games. Like, you're just porting over all these old games.
Even that is, like, at least there's, like... a physical copy, and they did redo the game a bit. Like, with this, I'm thinking it's just going to be download it for $40.
PS3 Marketplace for
PS3 Marketplace, just like there's the PS2 Marketplace on the PS3 now.
Yeah.
I googled to see, for some reason today, I was just curious to see if Crysis 3 was coming to Wii U. and
it can't handle it.
No, it wasn't that. It was saying like the developer of Crytek, the president was like, "I want to have it, but the like EA has no interest in bringing it over. Yeah, like to pay to have it over.
We need someone to release the game, and no one's going to pay for it."
Yeah, they said they made no money like bringing over Mass Effect 3 to Wii U. It didn't even make like top 10 launches. Like top 10 launch games, it didn't even make it into that Mass Effect 3.
Anybody who wanted Mass Effect 3 already had it.
Yeah, that's true. It was a year old
at that point. So it's weird.
It is a weird thing. Like I'm curious how many units they've sold for Wii U. Yeah, I mean, like
The first party games sell like crazy. That's why, like, the third party developers kind of back off. Like, we can't sell games on your console because.
That's a good point. Well, I mean, we can't compete with the Mario game at launch.
Yeah, a Mario game is going to beat it every time.
That's an interesting point.
A mom buying this is going, "Give me the Nintendo game." Like, she knows the branding.
I've also heard, like, why isn't, you know, Bioshock coming out or Tomb Raider? It's like, they were so close to the vest with, like, whatever. It's like, we're not going to hire, like, 100 or 300 new people to port this thing over and, like, know that we're going to go up against Mario, like, on this thing.
Yeah.
It's just we're not putting the manpower
towards it. Yeah, Pikmin's going to sell. Oh, Zelda? Yeah,
really. Not even that, but, like...
I think the Wii U launch is an idea. It's, like, it's an idea that could have made an impact, but it didn't. It was just, like, we think this might work.
Yeah.
And it's not working. I have it, and, like, the fact that I don't even know a game that I'm going to be playing in the next couple of months, I don't even know what game it will be.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm in a void right now.
I
want to buy a fucking $3,000 computer. That's what I'm like thinking about doing, and like in response to this void that I'm in.
Oh my god,
it sucks. It's a dark place. It's a dark place to be in.
We sort of ventured off a little bit. Have you seen anything else or played anything else?
No, I'm done. Mine. I've been Dumbs done mine for a while.
All right.
Sorry.
No, don't.
Dougie.
So it seems like we were all kind of going through the gaming rut.
Yeah.
And I found something out of curiosity just to satisfy myself. I think did we do our favorite games? Yeah, we did top 5 games of this generation.
Yeah.
And I know I had Fallout 3 on my list. And I had never played New Vegas. And I was at Best Buy with Joe and it was $10. So I bought it and I'm having a great time playing that game. I'm
really?
Like 15 hours in right now.
Yeah.
Level 9. It's really similar to Skyrim. I'm curious as to why Skyrim got so popular on the internet and this didn't. Like, this just came out in 2010.
It's not made by Bethesda.
It is Bethesda.
It says their name on it.
But it's a different... But it's under Bethesda, though.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, yeah, but it's not ZeniMax. ZeniMax
Media. Okay, right now. Okay.
I was so happy when you texted me. Like, you referred to me to see what I thought.
Yeah, I know you play the most games, so I wanted to see what Dan think. It was between that... I was going to get Uncharted 3 just to play it online, and Starhawk.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is probably the closest thing to a Star Fox game. That game looks amazing. I'm going to get that next.
It's Warhawk or Battlefield.
It's Battlefield, but future Battlefield.
With mechs and stuff. I don't know. It might be fun.
Have you seen videos where the guy is running around as the mech, and then there's like a tank coming at him, and the mech just jumps in the air and turns into a jet?
And leaves
and
the battle?
And flies away. Just like, oh...
Yeah, to be able to press 3 buttons and do that would be really fun.
What did, Dan was really into Warhawk.
No. Yeah, Dan played, no.
Not you, different Dan.
Dan Gotti played Warhawk, like, religiously.
A lot of PlayStation loyalists.
I haven't asked him about Starhawk, but I want to.
Yeah.
I want to know how it feels like. Because that game came out and dead side, like, flatline, like... No word, nothing. At least I didn't hear anything. Like maybe there's
still
this,
playing it.
Maybe there's this whole like meta community that is only playing Starhawk.
I think PlayStation fans are really into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin but liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. a lot. He had like a tattoo. He had Tim tattoo his clan from that game on his body.
Wow, that's commitment.
His Starhawk clan,
Tim. Yeah.
Tim tattooed it on him.
That is commitment.
I want this and I want it now.
The worst tattoo I've ever seen.
Okay.
Sorry, Tim.
We're not going to...
Back to New Vegas. It's... I'm having a great time playing it. I really like the Fallout kind of targeting system.
Yeah.
How you shoot in that game. They introduced like a new thing that would have benefited Skyrim a lot. When you have multiples of the same... Like, every item and all your armor needs to be repaired. Yeah. And instead of having to take it to a blacksmith, when you get duplicates of it, you just merge them together to repair it.
Yeah,
which I think is a cool system for picking up things.
The Wally mentality, where you just
And like as you're using the gun, like the more damage it becomes, the less accurate and powerful it is.
Yeah, they use that in the first Fallout too, right?
Did they? I don't remember. Yeah. It's been so long since I've played it.
I remember doing that. Like you could merge them together, and it would just make it a little bit better.
You mean Fallout 3, the first Fallout?
Yeah, Fallout 3.
It doesn't really make them.
Yeah.
Like, did it level up your gun in that, or did it just get it back
just
to
made
its
it better,
normal state?
Its normal state.
Yeah. I really like that feature.
That is
it's
really
great.
Good.
Not playing Fallout 3 as much as I played Skyrim is probably the biggest tragedy of my Xbox 360 career.
Well, Fallout 3 also had a bigger element to it, where you had those whole monsters walking around and things like that. Like, the main story in Fallout 3 so far seems much bigger and, like, it was more thought out than the story. That's the issue with it. But other than that, it's the same open world, awesome game.
Yeah.
The side quests are so deep, much deeper than Bygrim. The one side quest I just did was really cool. You get to this, like, I'm on my way to the main quest, and I go to a town, and the guy's like, oh, you gotta help us. Like, our town can't thrive unless we are getting rocket fuel from this old rocket site. So you go there, and you get in there, and there's, like, this weird cult, and they're like, well, yeah, we're not going to get out of here, though, until you help us with our problem. In the basement, there are these mutants, and the things are basically predators. They all have these stealth camo things, which you can yourself use, and you have to go in there, kill a few, then they ask for your help. So you help them to get out, and then you help the mutant cults build their rocket so they can sail away to the promised land and help the town. It was like a 6-hour quest, but like the story was pretty interesting. I just found Skyrim was just dungeon crawling the whole time.
Yeah.
And this game, it's more... There's a bit of dungeons, but it's mostly you're in the desert and you're just doing stuff.
Did you guys play Fallout 3 much?
I beat the main story.
I have a great memory of like freeing the slaves. That was like a huge thing for me because it was an achievement. Like, it was just something I decided that I was going to do. Where it's like, I walked up to this camp, and the guy was like, oh, you want to buy a slave? Like, you want to buy one of them or whatever? And I was just like, this isn't right. This is not right. I just pulled out my pistol, like, executed that guy, and it was just like, I'm freeing these people. Like, I just, one-man army through the whole, like, combine, and eventually got to the end, and somebody was like, thank you so much. And just, ba-doop, free, like, it was like an achievement. I was just like, golden. I felt so great. I felt so awesome, like, that I had made a decision and the game knew that that would happen. Like,
that's cool.
I had a similar experience in New Vegas. There was like, it's kind of like Skyrim where there's different gangs essentially, which are like the Stormcloaks and whatever. And there's two of them arguing, and like one's clearly a bit more evil. And basically there's a dispute and they have the other gang's members tied hostage. Wow. So the way the game wants you to solve it, so you get like equal points with each gang is, basically, you have to bribe one of the leaders, and it cost a lot of money that I didn't have. I didn't feel like going out and earning all that money.
Yeah.
So I just untied the slaves, and as soon as you untie them, they start fighting for you and just took on the other gang and killed them all. That gang doesn't like me anymore, but the other gang really likes me. And if you steal their armor and wear it, they think you're one of them, so you can still do all their missions anyway.
Cool.
You just, if you don't have the armor on, it's fine, but you just keep it in your inventory, and it's good.
Yeah.
Man, I want to tell a quick like 2-minute story about... Fallout 3, and I talked to TJ about this, like when we were trying to compare like what was good about the game. I was playing Fallout 3 and I like was just, you know, I played very like free, like I just kind of, I'm going north now, and I would go north until something cool happened. And I was on this one street, and all of a sudden, like in all the chaos and all like the post-apocalyptic like landscape, there was just a subdivision. It was like one street with 3 or 4 houses.
I know what you're talking
about. Was that the dream level?
Well, hold on. No, I'm like, okay, cool. And I walk into one of the houses, and they're just like, hey, outsider, how's it going? And they invite you in, they're really nice, and they've got food, and like, they're living like real, you know, 1960s kind of the good life, right? They invite you in, like, everything is pristine, they're all dressed in like great clothing or whatever. And I'm like, something's up, you know? So it's like, I don't really know what's going on. I go into a couple other houses, and they're like, oh, those are the Hendersons or whatever, you know, I'm just making up a name. Oh yeah, they're great. They provide for us, things like that. And I waited till nighttime, and I broke into the Henderson house. I broke into their shed, and it was just like there was a basement to the shed, and it turns out like they were cannibals, and they invite people in and massacre them, and then feed like their little four houses or whatever. And I was just like, no. And I turn around, I go back into the house, I went into the bedroom of like the Hendersons or whatever, and like I went into their bedroom, and there's the husband and the wife asleep, and I'm just like, I have to stop this. And I pull out my gun, and I'm like pointing back and forth, like the wife, and I'm like, I should kill the wife first so she doesn't have to witness the death of her husband. Like, just like, so I kill the wife. The husband wakes up. He's like, weird. He's like, what are you doing? I'm just like, boom. And like the husband's like, they're both gone. There's no more like cannibal commune or whatever. And I was telling TJ this story, and he's like, the fact that the game made you consider these things, yeah, like just indirectly from the main story or whatever, like tells you something. And I'm just like, you're right. And I had already gotten rid of the game at that point. And I'm just like, no. Like I could have devoted another 200 awesome. Hours to that
my,
game.
My one friend at school, that's his favorite game of all time. He's like, played it. Like,
I recommend it to my brother.
Probably 350 hours.
Oh god,
350 hours.
It is the best game. I've never played the DLC, which I really regret.
And one thing that he said about New Vegas, they have the like look down the scope.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look down the scope in Fallout 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He's like, it's so much better just to be able to do that.
Wow.
It's only on... I haven't got a gun that does that yet.
Oh, really?
No. Unless I'm missing something here. But I'm always doing
that. I thought it was like barrel down the sights instead of the... what is that? What's that called? Vats?
Vats,
yeah.
Hate the sound.
Oh, did you... Wait, you're saying you always had to do vats in Fallout 3?
Yeah.
Okay, most, yeah, you yeah, do have the option. Definitely.
Oh, cool.
Did you guys play the Android mission? You hear a lot about this like Android who escaped and like erased his own memory. And then there's a guy's like, I need to find this android. Like, he's part of the company that builds the androids. And at that point, I was getting tired of the game. So I was like, I don't want to do this whole side quest. Like, just, like, be done with it already. I was too anxious. So I knew there was something up about this guy. I pull the gun on him and shoot him right in the head. Sure enough, he's the android.
Oh, no.
And, like, his head just went ping. And, like, all the guards killed me. So it's like, okay, I know that's... He's sending me on a wild goose chase to discover himself.
Yeah.
That probably would have been an amazing side quest to do. And like,
you just killed him?
Well, you know what? I saved it and then killed him. And I was like, okay, so he's the android. But I saved myself 20 hours. But now I'm thinking, like, I ruined 20 hours of that game. Like,
yeah. I mean...
What a game.
Comparing it to Skyrim again, it's... The combat's much better in that game.
In
those games. In the Fallout games.
Because you have compared to Skyrim. Range?
I mean, if you like using the bow, that's fine. But the hand-to-hand is so shit in that
game.
I
didn't like Fallout.
No?
I did.
I beat it because I was hoping at some point I would restore, like, the waters and everything would look like fucking Oblivion.
Oh, no way.
And I wanted it to be green and pretty and have nice music. It was just, like, it was just sad walking around.
Well, Fallout does take place in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
New Vegas takes place in, like, 2026, and the story is, like, Las Vegas has power now.
I don't know, maybe it's like the 60s. I think it's... It might be the 50s or something as well, but they just put, like, a 60s vibe to it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't too sure about that. Yeah. Anyway, one last note on Fallout 3. Coolest collector's edition ever for that game.
Oh, yeah.
It was only an extra $10. Chad and I went to pick up the game at midnight, and they only had one for Xbox 360. Blockbuster was the only... This is how long ago this was.
Yeah.
Blockbuster was the only store that was doing a midnight release, so we went there to get it. Chad got it. What was it? It was an extra $10 only. You got a lunchbox, steel tin, a bobblehead of the character, some, like, art books.
Like DVDs.
For $10 more.
Pit Boy or whatever?
No, that was the Amazon exclusive. Came with the actual functioning Pip-Boy. Vault-Tec Pip-Boy.
The fucking bobblehead thing was the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what came in Chad's. But there was an Ultimate Edition that came with a working Pip-Boy.
Yeah. That's like cool. An alarm clock.
Yeah.
It was a game. I would never use it.
I would definitely use it.
You also...
Put that on the shelf.
We should have top...
Pre-orders?
Bonuses, like, for collector's edition.
But you know what? God, that'll never happen again.
It's very specific.
The Dead Space 3 one costs... an extra $100. This was $10 and you got all that stuff. What does it come with?
The Dead Space 3 one, it's
fantastic items.
I was so mad. But can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Go for it.
2 weeks ago, they announced the Dead Space 3, like, dev team edition.
Yeah.
And it was all the developer stuff. They put, like a water bottle that looks like a health thing.
Like a stim pack.
Yeah, stim pack, sorry.
It's the coolest thing.
They had that. There was a bunch of, just, like, DVDs. Well, there was another, like, cool piece.
Lucky.
I don't know exactly, but there was another piece that was really, really awesome, and it was $100. Oh, you don't get the game. It was just $100.
Just for these items. Yeah, you could buy it with the game or just the stuff.
I want it.
I had my money in my PayPal account. I went to the site, linked my PayPal account like to check out. Yeah. I was just about to confirm the order. I had two of them. And I was like, I don't think I'll make money off this, because I just wanted to make money off it, like sell it afterwards.
I would have bought one off of you to give you even amount. I would have paid you extra.
I looked yesterday on, or like 2 days ago on eBay. Just that thing is going for like upwards of like over $300.
You're an idiot.
You know what? Every time you
I'm so mad.
Every time you choose not to keep your scamming coming, it bites you really hard.
Yeah.
Is it sold out now?
You gotta keep your scamming. You always have to keep your scamming coming. Doug's right.
That's truly legit.
You know what? The only things that actually like games that are collector's editions, you're right. When they number them, when they go, there are only this many, invest.
5,000? That's fucking crazy. Whoa. Like the limited edition the legendary edition Halos.
Mine was those are worth nothing. 972,000 or something.
Yeah, we only made a million of these.
There's a million of them out there.
Yeah, and those Halo limited editions, you can buy those for $10 on eBay right now.
I hate that.
They're worthless. The helmet one. They're more to ship than
was less money than the actual game at FYE one time when I was there, because they didn't want them. The boxes are huge, right? They're like, get these fucking things out of our store. They were less money.
That was the worst decision. Yeah.
Every Halo limited edition Reach was the same thing with a big statue. They were giving those away.
I'm so stupid.
I sold my Halo 4 one. Halo 4 limited edition gone.
Another one that's always going to be worth money are Zelda limited edition. Like any Zelda DS or 3DS.
Nintendo
to this day,
those are very limited.
Nintendo limiteds are limited.
They put the
gold nunchuck.
They put the gold nunchuck back on
Club Nintendo.
Club Nintendo, and it was gone. Right away.
Dude,
boom.
The Star Wars Xbox, like the R2-D2 C-3PO controller.
Does that fetch a nice?
It's so expensive. It's like $600 on eBay.
Are you serious?
And it was $350 when it came out.
For the whole console.
Can't you?
But like people are
recently.
People are breaking it up. I haven't seen it anywhere.
I have. Somewhere recently.
I saw it at Costco was the last time I saw it.
No. I wish I had money. I mean, that would be like just a. I would buy that just to put on my shelf, like as a piece of art.
You open it up, it's like.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
these R2
sounds when you open and close the disk drive.
We're going to be the best middle aged men. Because we're going to have $300 of just disposable income.
We're almost there already.
So. Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
I'm kind of there.
We're getting
you
there.
You're closest.
I bought Hyrule Historia, and I
you
can afford Legos.
I buy whatever. Put it this way: I buy whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, you're so cool.
No, I'm not cool because I'm not saving any money for a house. But I buy whatever I want.
Yeah, I do got the house. I don't have the house.
I have no savings, but I have no debt.
Dan selling his games though, clearing it out.
Yeah, $300 for 75 games. Sweet.
Hell, we spent five
Who
grand.
Gave
on
you that?
Nobody. Well, that's how much I'll.
We're giving those away. Yeah. We got to give those away.
I'm not.
Charity, man.
I know. Yeah, if we have more than 17 listeners.
Well, we can.
I'll give you some. I'll give somebody. Fuck! What is it? You're in the movies.
Yeah, you can have that. Write in, and you can have my "You're in the Movies" game.
Yeah, anybody who the next person to comment on Facebook wins Chad's version of "You're in the Movies" for
second comment
PS3.
I can say two. I'll mail you one like voting thing for. Seen it.
Oh, I remember when you bought that.
Seen it's awesome.
Seen it was a lot of fun.
Still is awesome. I got an achievement.
Are you guys all buying Dead Space 3?
Yeah.
Aside from Joe? You're buying it?
Are you buying it too?
Yeah, I want it.
Yes. Fucking yes! You're getting on PS3 though, you big gay.
So?
You get a high five from a distance.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm very excited for that.
I can't wait.
This week, it's going to be awesome.
This episode is like 4 hours long.
It's the best episode we've ever had.
How long has it been going now?
That's
15 minutes.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Just quickly, I'm going to run through my thing. I watched a really, really good documentary. I was talking to Joe about it already. It's called
Dreams of Sushi. It's about this Japanese man who has a... I didn't know anything about this.
What? You got a cowlick here. Oh, hey, cowlick. Can't fucking...
Oh, I'm trying to explain it.
Oh my god.
I didn't know what was funny.
I was just like...
So basically, I didn't know anything about this, but apparently the way they rate really, really good restaurants, like restaurants where people pay hundreds of dollars for food at, what?
That didn't make sense.
Anyway, it's called like a Michelin star. Have you guys ever heard
of that? Yes, I have heard of that.
Okay, so like an example is like if you get one Michelin star, it's fantastic. Like your restaurant got this star. Good. You're a celebrity restaurant. Like your chef is paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in like an annual salary. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So like Gordon Ramsay's restaurant has a 3-star. Like there's only a few in the world.
A 3 Michelin star?
3 Michelin star. There's only a few in the world. There's a couple in France and this one's a 3-star. So they say if it's a 3-star, it's worth it. Like foodies will just go to Japan to eat at that restaurant and go home. Like it's worth,
wow.
It's worth going around the world. But his restaurant is only like 10 seats. It's in a subway station. The bathroom's not even in the restaurant. And it's just this guy who's 87, who's just worked 18-hour days in his life every single day. It's the most inspiring thing I've ever seen. And just perfected sushi. It's not weird. It's just basic sushi.
But it's...
And everyone perfect. Who eats there is just like, it's the best thing I've ever had.
There's a way he makes... There's a way he makes
it. It's a 3-star.
It has a 3-star?
So it's the highest rating.
There's a way he makes his rice that...
Yeah.
That
people the Hyatt Hotel buy, like, tried to buy the way he makes his rice off of him for like millions and millions of dollars, and he was just like, "No way,
no thank you, no thank you."
No, I was just sorry.
It's just super like it's a super basic method.
Enjoy it.
But anyway, it was just really inspiring, like to hear him talk about how he does it, and just a really great documentary. I'm giving it 5. It was fantastic.
Is it on Netflix? What's it called?
It's on Netflix. It's called Jiro Dreams of Euro. Sushi. No, Jiro.
It's Jiro?
Mm-hmm. J-I-R-O. It's subtitled, so you're going to have to deal with that.
I don't mind subtitles.
But it's about, like, his son works at the restaurant with him, and he's trying to bring his son up to his level and, like, his other chefs.
Okay.
Jerry Dreams of Jerry.
It's in Japan. Yeah, it's in Tokyo. It shows how he goes to the fish market.
Well, I'm hungry right now. CBD went there.
Jiro's?
He did go there. And wait. It's, like, $300 to
$300 a plate, yeah.
He did go there, and he talked about it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, yeah, I've actually
heard an outside perspective here.
Yeah, and he said it was worth it. It was amazing. That's awesome. Cool.
Wow.
I wonder what makes it that much better. Like, I wonder if he, if Jiro saw us like getting sushi from Zaire's and just like, just throwing wasabi on it and like, just pounding it back like, you fucking morons. Do you have any idea what you're doing? Like, just...
Yeah!
$300 a plate.
Well, he does it, like... It's weird. It shows the dining experience. Like, you go in there, and he's like, here's this one. You eat it, and he takes the cloth and wipes the plate and puts another one down. And he has, like, a special arrangement of how he wants you to eat them all.
Does he dress up nice?
Not really. He wears, like, a chef's uniform. It's a nice-looking place. It doesn't look like a rat hole or anything, but...
I'm picturing a rat hole in a...
Oh, no, it looks really nice. It's just very small.
Okay.
Nice.
It is, yeah.
And it shows how, like, he just oversees. It's really about him making sure every little thing is perfect. And that's
why it's so
good.
I want to see this now because I heard CPD talking about it, but I didn't know what he was talking about.
You said they were talking about it on Film Joe?
Yeah, they talk about the movie on Film Joe, not the actual food. And they agree. It's like this great, like, story about something unordinary that you wouldn't really expect to enjoy a story about, like, just sushi chef.
It's really about just being like passionate and how it can pay.
He's
off
only done sushi his whole life. That's his life.
You can't get anything else at the restaurant. You can't get any appetizers. Nothing.
Just can I get a burger and some fries though?
Well, I mean, like you can't get like a miso soup like you would at another sushi restaurant.
Miso horny.
Yes.
Even funny.
Why did you say it?
As soon as you said it, I thought it.
I'm laughing at Danny. No, I'm laughing at Dan's enthusiasm behind that horrible joke. I was already looking at Dan. You know, like we look around the table and like I catch eyes with some of you, like, and I had caught eyes with Dan before the miso joke. And I got to watch that whole thing happen.
Oh, that was good.
That was awful.
It was a belly laugh. It felt great.
You said it with more enthusiasm, that more drive than I've ever seen you
like,
have.
Like you've been waiting to say it for years.
Oh,
the perfect opportunity arose.
We're so hard. Anyway,
right
on. Continue. It was good. I liked it.
I mean, that's all I have to say. I give it a 5. I would really like it if you guys watched it and we could all talk about it.
Sure.
Sounds good.
I'm in.
I give Battlefield 3 Premium a 5.
Oh, another thing. I was kind of on a restaurant kick.
Tune in next week.
It's not
none
be
of us
good,
talk about that
yeah.
movie. But it's as if it never occurred.
I watched another movie similar to that where it was about a chef in New York who was aspiring to be... It's like gastro food. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's really fancy, weird-looking food that just, like, he puts things together you would never think of that taste really good. Okay. And it was like his journey, and eventually he opens his restaurant and it gets 1 star and he's like perfectly happy. Yeah. But then right after that I watched this one and it was like, so I'm saying it had like a special effect on me, possibly because I saw that one first.
How are the special effects in the movie?
Pretty great.
Green screen sushi.
Do you have anything else?
That's it.
All right, thanks so much for sticking around. AllRangeMode.ca. You can go to the website. Obviously, you can catch us on Facebook. Facebook.com/AllRangeModePodcast. And if you want to email us, it's podcast@AllRangeMode.ca. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. What are we doing next week?
It's top 10?
I really thought we should do, like, okay, like, now let's establish ourselves. Let's pick our top 10 movies and move on, right? So, like, just have a benchmark. Okay, like, this is these guys' top 10. But
have we done top 10 or top 5 games?
No, I mean, we should do those.
Let's do top 5 movies, top 5 games next week.
Of all time?
2-hour episode.
All time.
Well, it doesn't have to be 2 hours. It's just like, here's
well,
a benchmark.
If we're doing top 10 movies, let's do 5 and 5. Split them up.
I'll do that. Which head? 5 5.
5 and 5?
Although we could spread our content over 2 weeks then.
No.
Well, I mean, we're just setting the standard. Like, giving ourselves some personality, you know, like, I'm listening to Joe because he thinks this game and this movie are the best, and I agree. Or I really want to hear what Dan has to say because I hate his top fives, you know, like, that kind of thing. Like, we're kind of establishing an identity for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we'll do...
I only like good stuff, okay?
I thought we've been pretty games heavy, so why don't we do top five movies? We'll put it out there.
Just
I know
five movies?
Yeah, I've talked about it before. I'm going to do... 5 and 5 runner-ups. That's just the way I kind of want to go about it. You guys can do whatever you want, but
I'll do the same. I got some research this week then.
Yeah, let's do movies and set the standard. Like, here's where we're at, kind of thing.
Nice.
All right. Sure. So thanks for thanks for sticking around. We'll see you next week.
All Range Mode.
Sky.
I was hoping she'd bark.